And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh and Fit Podcast, man. It's Money Monday, aka we're going to talk about how to plan your 2023 and stop being poor, guys. We got five things that you need to get in place right now so we can get you your money. Let's get into it. Let's
go. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Hit Podcast, man. It's Money Monday, and today we got a topic that I'm actually really excited to cover, man. We got five things that you guys need to have in place to get your money on point and set yourself up for success in 2023, man. I know some of y'all had a bad 2022 with the markets crashing, losing money, being broke, getting finessed, getting used, or just getting abused, whatever it may be. But today we're going to go ahead and talk about getting your money on point. But real quick announcements before we get into the show. Rumble.com/FreshFit, guys. As you guys know, we go live on Rumble every after-hour show. Sometimes we go live with the regular daytime show, too, as well, if I think that I'm going to probably say some crazy stuff. And it's coming. YouTube is going to have to start getting a lot cleaner. So Rumble came at the perfect time, guys. So check us out over there if you guys want the uncensored stuff that you can't get here. Also, FreshFit.locals.com, where you guys can go ahead and get behind-the-scenes stuff, whether it's fresh on a yacht or womanizing somewhere or... yeah, behind the scenes stuff,
random stuff,
double day too. You guys will get all that stuff, and all our old Patreon videos are there too for you guys. So check us out on freshfit.locals.com. Also, guys, we're on Megaphone. Listen to us there with headphones, of course, so that you don't get fired at your job. We got two different Megaphone channels: one for Fresh and Fit, and the other one for After Hours. And then also join the Discord, guys, where you guys can go ahead and chat with other like-minded people all over the world. Discord.gg/FreshandFit, and get the merch at FresherPodcastStore.com. I was finally able to log into the goddamn website, and I'm definitely going to go ahead and put in these new concepts that we got going on. I've just been really focused on the book, guys, the past couple of days. The book is written. I'm basically going through it and making sure the grammar is good and everything else like that. I'm really particular about the way I write. I have a certain style of writing, and I'm trying to make sure that the book flows in a certain way so that when you guys hear it, it sounds the way that I speak. Also, on top of that, I'm going to go ahead and do an audible version, and I'm going to read it myself, which I already know that's going to be a pain in the ass.
You don't want me to read it?
I want a refresher read it.
Damn, bro. I would have killed that, man.
I thought about getting someone else to do it, but then I realized, like, nah, there's some things here that I'm going to just have to read myself. So me and Mo are going to be doing a side project where I'm going to record the book for y'all, and it's going to come out in an audio version as well as the printed book version, okay? So that's why the merch has kind of been slowed down a bit. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. And then Fresh and Fit Clips, guys, it's our other YouTube channel. Guys, man, the other day, I looked at the numbers. 78% of the people that watch the Fresh Fit Clips channel are not subscribed. Guys, it's very, very simple. When you go to our YouTube channel, right? Go back to our channel real fast, right? You go to, go all the way down, hit Fresh Fit. When you go to our channel, what's the first thing you see? You see Fresh Fit Clips, you see Fresh Fit CEO, and you see Fed 1811. Come on, man, subscribe to Fresh. It's fucked up. Right? And then you hit Fresh Fit Clips, right? Then it brings you here. Then we got all the videos, guys. We post three clips per day and two shorts.
Two shorts, yeah.
Guys, subscribe to this channel. This is the Ninja Watch Fresh Fit channel, man. Literally, it has like 30 million views, and 80% of y'all are not subscribed. It is wild to me, bro. Guys, sub to this channel. The reason why is so that we can get another gold plaque so I can flex on the haters. And we can throw another 1 million subscriber party. Because I'll tell y'all this. If this one hits 1 million, we're going to do another party, bro.
Yeah,
definitely going to do another party because I need to definitely flex on the haters. All those fucking idiots that talked about us. You know, a year ago, you know who I'm talking about? Those dorks talking about us. Oh, yeah, Fresh and Fit are frauds. All those dorks.
We call it 2 mil party.
There we go. Bam, we call it the 2 mil
party.
One of the two.
There you have it.
But yeah, guys, go subscribe to that channel, please, man. Help us hit 1 million on that one.
By the way, we are 13 days away from doing the actual 1 mil party. So
yes!
Guys, if you need your tickets, get them while you still can. I think they're almost sold out or they're sold already. Yeah. I'm not even sure, but it's going to be a fun-ass time. And if you're VIP, like I said before, lunch, meetup, yacht, and the party. It's going to be lit, so.
Yeah. Fresh got y'all a yacht, bro.
All right. Crazy. Speaking of yachts, we did a yacht party yesterday for New Year's with Academic, Sneeko, and Bam and Kevo. It was pretty dope. Vlog is posted actually today, and we're going to do a live stream tomorrow as well for you guys. So check it out, man. 200K on the way. Let's go. Happy New Year. Yo, what? What, man?
Check me out, guys, on Fed 1811. As you guys know, I break down a couple of cases on there. The one I did yesterday was I broke down the Sam Bankman-Fried case, guys. Obviously, the FTX collapse. I went into detail as to the charge he's facing. He's facing a criminal and a civil lawsuit, guys. And I talk about the details of how he's not going to be able to be both of them at the same time. I went into detail about the Fifth Amendment, which is actually going to hurt him in this case because he has a civil case as well. Showed again why Lasan Labi is an idiot and doesn't know what he's talking about. And definitely, probably the most thorough breakdown of the FTX collapse on the internet right now. The timestamps are extremely detailed, so you guys can go ahead and figure out, you know, everything from what FTX is, what Alameda Research is, his two conspirators, Caroline Ellison and Gary Zhang. Everything. I go in detail throughout the entire case, and I give my prediction at the end of what went down. So if you guys are interested in what happened at SBF and FTX's collapse, go check that out, man. I looked at all the other videos. No one even comes close to telling y'all what the charges are, how the case is going to go, how these types of investigations are done. And I also gave quite a bit of light to the civil case, and we looked at the court documents as well, so y'all know what the hell's going on.
And if you notice, who exposed him? His girl. Well, ex-girl.
Yeah.
Always the girl, bro.
She's the main cooperator against him, which is why he's definitely fucked.
This is why you don't pillow talk with your girls.
Yep.
You don't share info because, nigga, they could mess you up.
She will go on Twitter, bro, and say, oh, yeah, amphetamines really helped me work. Like, what the hell? Like, bro, are you fucking, like...
Stupid.
Anyway, that's a whole other thing. She didn't know what she was doing. And she was, like, the president on paper for Alameda Research. But the reality is he was the president. And he was the one moving the money around. And that's what got him in trouble with the FBI, SEC, and the CFTC. So, okay. So I'll hit some of these chats real quick and we'll get into it. H, go 79 cents. Thank you.
Shout out to you.
Get the chopper. Free Morpheus from the agents. Yes. Don't worry, guys. We're keeping up with what's going on with Andrew. He'll be home soon. ADHD. Top on your S Corp versus LLC video around the 19 minute mark, you guys confuse me. Which is better start for my rideshare business? And that's from
Lataj
Official. Don't worry, bro. We're bringing Steve from accounting back. Probably, I think it was either next week or the week after he's coming back on the pod and we're going to talk about it. But I think for most people, if I'm not mistaken, Steve advises if you have a job and you start a side business, you want to go with the S-Corp route.
S-Corp.
What is required for a business credit card? I'm going to be operating opening an LLC soon for my rideshare business. Don't worry, guys. So the next episode after this is credit. I'm going to go ahead. We're going to do a whole series on this. So this first episode for 2023 is going to be getting yourself together, and then we're going to actually go into how to get yourself together. We're going to do an episode on credit. We're going to do an episode on the best travel credit cards, best cashback credit cards, etc. And we're going to go each week giving y'all bam 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 a very What do I want to say here?
In-depth breakdown.
But in-depth and focused breakdown on one particular topic. This one is kind of a catch-all, so you guys have the foundation, and then we're going to go ahead and hit each topic individually.
Yeah, this is your New Year's guide for this year, so we got you guys.
Each of these topics we're about to go into is you can't do anything without having these five things in place, mandatory. Is getting an FHA loan or purchasing a duplex or triplex the best way to go about living on my own while also generating income through real estate?
Of course, that is
a good way to go about it.
Yeah.
That's from LaTaj Official.
That's what I did.
Shout out FNF. You guys are the best. 18 and hitting the gym currently in college, looking to switch major to data science and analytics. Thoughts on such a degree?
Bro.
Guys, when it comes to degrees, you got to pick what you want to do, but also be able to find a job in it. Okay.
Yeah. I would just say regarding degrees as well, make sure you actually know what it is. For example, if you can get a temp job or get like a day you could go and see the actual work behind the scenes, because bro, you might get a degree in computer science, you get to the job, you're like, damn, it's not what I want to do. So at least know what you're getting into with that degree.
Black Wolf Inc. goes, Happy New Year's, fellas. Can a future Money Mondays go over credit repair again? I have finally gotten my score in a stable growth and my end of the year. I want to hit 750 in my next score. One love. Okay, guys, I'll announce it right now.
End of the year.
Next week, we are going to do a full episode on how to get credit when you have no credit, how to improve your credit when you got low credit, or how to improve your credit if you already got average and or good credit. We're going to go from zero all the way to 100 is going to be the most in-depth and thorough guide on how to get your credit on point, regardless of where you are. So if you got no credit, we're going to teach you how to get your credit started. If you got low credit and it sucks, we're going to teach you how to get it up. If you got average to even good credit, we're going to teach you how to get it into the excellent range so you can go ahead and get the best rates and the best offers anytime you want to take a loan. All right. Next Monday will be the in-depth credit episode from A to Z. It's probably going to be get your notebooks ready for that one, because that one is going to be very detailed, but we're going to give you all the sauce with getting your credit on point.
Yeah. And some of you don't have a lot of money. So if you want to live a good lifestyle and you're smart with credit, you can through the credit lifestyle. So that's very important, guys.
Yeah, guys. Next Monday, we're going to have it. So regardless of where you stand when it comes to your credit score, we got you. All right?
Got you, man.
You don't got a credit card. You don't got no credit. We're going to teach you how to do it. You a foreign national. You don't know how to get credit. We got you. You got a crappy credit score because you ain't decided to pay your rent a couple years ago, or you didn't pay that medical bill. You forgot about it when you broke your fucking foot. It's okay. We got you.
I'll never forget. One of our supporters told me a story where they took the girl on a trip, right, using the points from their card that they spent for half of the year. And their girl got mad and he was like, she was like, oh, well, that's why you pay for this trip. And I'm not fucking you. He's like, well, I could have paid for it. I didn't pay for it.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Gotcha.
That's my gotcha, bitch.
32.58, 215 down, 20 pounds, 760 credit score, 165K income, 200K equity in my home, single, no kids, and a great career, concentrating on fitness and increasing my wealth. What advice can you give me? Keep doing what you've already been doing, and it will get better, my friend. The thing is, guys, when it comes to success, it's extremely boring.
Yeah.
Consistency plus time equals results. That's what it is, guys. That's
also
the equation.
A bit of luck from the hard work.
Well, here's the thing with luck. Luck is nothing more than preparation, opportunity intersecting.
Yes.
That's all it is, right? Like this whole luck thing and, oh, it wasn't in the stars and all this other fucking bullshit. Nah, man. It's, I was ready. The opportunity presented itself. I was able to seize it.
Yep.
Can we get the angry man on the podcast?
Who's that?
Michael Mistroke, I don't know. All right, by the way, this is to Myron. This year, you need to return to basics for this year. They are going to come for you next, as you were highlighted on NBC News. The Manosphere is mainstream full-time now. Yeah, I mean, they probably are coming.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? It is what it is, because
Spartans, prepare for glory.
I'm ready. It is what it is, man. They're coming. I've been told y'all they've been coming. I called it a year and a half ago.
Listen,
they're coming.
I lived a good life. Hey, Mero, I'm not going on with
you. It is what it is, man. It is what it is. I own 12 houses. I bought one cash last week. $400,000 I spent, guys. Bought a house cash. These assholes want to come at me. Hey, it is what it is, man. I'm doing all right. I'm also going to do an episode for you guys on real estate and buying a house cash. The positives and negatives and when you should actually do it. There's some instances that you should buy a house cash. I typically don't advise that you buy a house cash. I always tell you, get a loan, use leverage. But there's some instances where, quite frankly, you just can't get a loan, okay? And you have to go with cash. And if you do have the cash, you're going to be able to get amazing benefits. This house that I just bought, I'm pretty much going to get $100,000 plus in equity in it just off of buying it at a certain price range cash. And right now I'm doing an appraisal on it for you guys. I'm going to do an entire breakdown on how I found the deal, how I negotiated the deal, how we closed the deal, and how to properly do a cash deal on a house, man. So we're going to cover cash versus financing Roger's going to come in. I did the appraisal on the house. We should have an appraisal back for you guys in about a week or two, and then I'll give you guys a full breakdown on that as well, man. I got a lot of good stuff planned for you guys for Money Mondays this year, man. I'm about to help y'all all 10x your income. We don't just teach you how to get girls over here. We don't teach you guys just how to womanize or call in shows or any of that other stuff. We're bringing guests. We teach you guys how to become better men all around. I want you guys to get your money on point so girls can't tell you what to do, or they can't go ahead and, you know, try to be annoying or ratchet or any other bullshit. When you have your money on point, guys, I'm telling you, you will not tolerate fuckery from women, and you will just go on and deal with another girl that respects you and admires you versus dealing with some annoying ass chick. But when you don't have your money together, girls will think it's okay to disrespect you. They think it's okay to belittle you, try to sun you. And that is the absolute worst, man. I want y'all to be in a leadership role with any woman you deal with. And unfortunately, finances is a critical component to you as a man. It is what it is, guys. So we got to get it done, man. We got to get it done. By highlighter, I mean your image was flash, but not the content. It was the Andrew Tate hit piece that said Gen Z males are total anti-feminist. Yeah, bro, they've been coming at us for a while, bro.
Yeah.
Guys, they've been coming at us since 2020. I don't know if y'all remember, but we've hit the mainstream news several times. We've been international news, all that stuff, with them calling me a toxic misogynist, a jerk, whatever. When I release my book, I anticipate that we're probably going to get hit national news again. It is what it is. All right, Wiz, $1. All right, Chris, from this point forward, we're going to read only 20 and up, guys. I'll read these chats that came in, but I'm going to read 20 and up because I want to really get into today's topic. New idea, your thoughts, child support card tailor-made to be used only for the child needs. What?
I think that's one of his wishes.
I know what that means.
Yeah.
Okay, Happy New Year. Do y'all still plan on doing a show from Colombia in the future?
Yes, we do, actually. We should be there either this month or next month, so check it out.
Happy New Year. Gotta love Money Mondays. Let's bring in 2023 with some content that actually brings value to men's life. Also, since when did a woman become the leader of the red pill all of a sudden? That's y'all niggas, bro. That ain't us.
Yeah.
Can you do a business and personal taxes thing? We're going to do that when
Steve is here.
When Steve comes. Martin, I ate Chipotle every day and I work out for 6 months and I'm still pretty slim. What should I do? Y'all called it FNF, the number one men's podcast. We absolutely are. My friend, if you're still skinny, you're not eating enough calories. Guys, remember, you lose weight when you're in a calorie deficit. You gain weight when you're in a calorie surplus. If you're not gaining weight, right, and you're losing, that means by definition, you're in a calorie deficit. If you're maintaining your weight, that means you're eating at a calorie maintenance. You need to eat more calories than you need. I suggest somewhere between 300 to 500 calories over your maintenance so that you can actually build some lean body mass. Can you guys talk about BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, how they're making their own reserve currency backed by gold? We talked about this with Tom Nash.
Tom Nash, actually.
Go watch the episode that we did with Tom Nash. I think it was 2 weeks ago on Money Monday. We talked about BRICS in specifically, man. Millennial currency. Have received any details on the VIP 1 million party? When should we expect to get details on it? Are we getting some kind of tickets? Wristband.
Christina's going to email you guys the actual info.
Yeah. Bitcoins 44. Is it a coincidence reports of JP Morgan getting sued for assisting Epstein with trafficking came out the same time Tate got denied? No big media coverage whatsoever. Absolutely. Happy New Year. Thank y'all for the evidence. I've grown my YouTube channel and just tapped in photography and videography side business. Just shoot my first music video on New Year's Eve. Also, I'm starting truck driving school.
And that's Jake's from Jake's Lifestyle.
Good stuff to you, my friend.
Bro.
Starting Rumble channel, debunking the Matrix inspired by y'all and Tate. Thanks for what y'all do. I appreciate that so much, JV. So, guys, from this point forward, we're going to read 20 and up super chats just so that we can make sure we get through it. But real quick, Mo, Chris, how was y'all New Year's? What'd y'all do?
My New Year's was actually pretty good. I didn't do much because I was always so used to working on New Year's. But I want to say special thank you to the Godfather Rolo Tomasi of that. Saturday morning, he actually had me on the Rule Zero episode. That was my very first time being on the Rule Zero episode on Rolo stream. So you guys can check it out. Shout out to Rule Zero. Thank you guys so much. And other than that, you know, I spent the New Year's, you know, with the Discord fam. Shout out to you guys. You know, stay eating spinach and kale to tell these bitches to go to hell. And also announced it in that Rule Zero, but I can say it here. I am 85 pounds down, and special thank you to all you guys, and for all the congratulations for the transformation picture. I know I got a much long way to go, but I'm just gonna continue to keep grinding. So, with that said, what they hate, we create, buy real estate, and we lose weight.
Okay. All right.
What about you, Chris?
Yeah, shout out to the merch gang. I spent my New Year's with my pocket.
Oh, Tom Nash in the chat right now, guys. Go shout out to him. Go subscribe to his YouTube channel. My bad, Chris.
Yep. Shout out to you.
Shout out to Tom Nash in the chat.
But yeah, I spent New Year's in my balcony, man, because traffic in South Beach was crazy as fuck. I mean, getting there was like an hour from Brickell, so that fuck that shit. I streamed on Twitch. Shout out to the merch gang. You guys enjoyed the fireworks. I enjoyed, you know, I went on IG Live. So just having peace is always a good thing, because tonight, guys, we got about 12 to 13 girls coming in through. So I just wanted to maintain my sanity. But shout out to you guys. Wish you guys a happy New Year's 2023. Road to 2 mil. Let's get it.
Bam. What about you,
Fresh? If we make it, bro.
If we make it, right?
I just spent New Year's with some people that I'm close to. We went on a yacht. Went to a party after. And that was pretty much it, bro.
No big deal. Just went on a yacht, went to a party. All right.
Not because, like I left early because I was still bothered by what happened to Andrew, bro. Like, it was just like, I was there, but I couldn't really enjoy it like that, bro. You feel me? I just felt like it was unwarranted and, like, not fair at all. So, but, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really... Yeah, I mean, I'd be lying to you guys if I didn't tell you that I was really bothered this entire weekend. I didn't really do anything. I just focused on writing the book, and this whole situation with Andrew really has me bothered. I mean, there's not many things that bother me in life, but it really has me angry because I'm just here in Miami while he's there in Romania. It's like I can't do anything, and it really, like, pisses me off that I can't be of more use or more help, especially when I see all these fucking losers bashing him, making up lies that aren't true about him and Tristan. And it's like, I saw it with my own two eyes. You know what I mean? That these guys are not traffickers whatsoever. Like, bro, the girls beg to come to the house. The girls come, like, just go. They come and they leave, whatever. Like, even with Tristan, if a girl pisses Tristan off, even if he tells her to leave, he still arranges to get her an Uber. He arranges to get her a taxi driver. He has one of his drivers drive her. Like, these guys are upstanding gentlemen to the highest degree, and the people that talk about them don't know them, have never spoken to them. They see some stupid TikTok clips, or they see some clips from 5 years ago with zero context attached to it. They don't understand that sometimes Andrew is using sarcasm, he's making jokes, and it plays a little bit of a character, right? Especially in his earlier videos, it's not verbatim, it's for comedic purposes. But people lack IQ, people lack awareness, people don't understand, right, that sometimes, not everything, sometimes he says things tongue in cheek. But yeah, I mean, this weekend, this New Year's, I'm not gonna lie to y'all, was fucking trash. I didn't do nothing. I just worked on my book and I stayed inside because I wasn't really happy with what went down.
Yeah, my biggest fear is that, like, they do some random shit where they plant some evidence that's not real and get him jammed up. That's my biggest fear, bro. Or they even, like, try to off him. So
yeah,
but yeah,
well, We're doing some stuff on the side with Justin right now. I'm not going to talk about it, but just you know, stay tuned. And like I said before, man, the Tates are innocent. I don't care what anybody says; they're 1,000% innocent, and we stand with them 100%. And quite frankly, if you don't like the Andrew, you don't like Tristan, then you don't like us, and fuck you. Like, really, like, yeah. we stand by our friends no matter what. That's just how it is. If the only realm in you know what? Let's just get into the topic.
Okay.
I don't want to go
Money
on a
Monday.
Rant. We're gonna get into the topic. My bad, guys. I didn't mean to divert there. It's just that this thing really pisses me off. All right, guys. So we're gonna go ahead and cover five things. All right, that you need to have in place to get your money on point and to not be a broke boy for 2023. All right. And the first one, guys, is
drum roll, please.
Round one. Fight.
Set a goal and set a deadline. Okay. Goals without deadlines are just dreams. One more time, because this is the foundation of everything that we're going to talk about here. Set a goal and a deadline. Goals without deadlines are only dreams. Why is this, guys? Well, because it puts pressure on you to actually perform. You have something to work towards, and it helps you, most importantly, formulate a strategy. I'll give you guys an example. The first year I got into YouTube and I left my government job, right, in 2020. I said, all right, I'm going to get into real estate. I'm going to buy as many houses as I can to hit $10,000 a month passively. Okay. That was my goal. I was making about $7,000 a month working for the government as a special agent. Where after, well, it was more like 11 or 12, right? But taxes, man, they used to destroy me. Uncle Sam used to take that money from me. So I was taking home about $7,000 every month. Okay. When I was working for the G, on paper, I was making $120,000 per year. However, I was only taking home $7,000, right? After tax and all the other crap. So my goal was, when I left the government and I got into this entrepreneurial venture, I said, all right, my goal is I'm going to make $10,000 a month passively through real estate rain, hail, or shine. So if anything happens, I can at least support myself, okay? And you guys know me. I'm a minimalist. I don't even spend $10,000 a month anyway, realistically speaking. But that's where I knew I'd be good, right? So I bought real estate. I did what was required to hit that $10,000 a month. And when you have a goal, like an actual goal, a tangible goal, a number, right? Everything else falls into place. You're able to say, okay, I need a $10,000 a month. That means I'm going to buy a house. Okay, I bought this house. I'm making $3,000 a month. All right, I need to buy another house. Okay, that added another $4,000. Okay, I'm going to buy another house. Okay, that added another $2,000. Now I'm making about $6,000, $7,000 a month. And as you get closer and closer to your goal, it inspires you, right, to keep going because you see yourself chipping away at that goal and almost attaining it, right? So luckily, that first year, I was able to – I finished off the year making about – right around 11 or 12K a month passively. So I was like, fuck yeah, woo! Right? I hit my number. And then I was like, all right, cool. So this year, I was like, all right, I want to hit 20K a month. Now, I got close. I think I'm somewhere around 18 or 19. But I'm not setting the new goal until I hit that second one, which is 20K a month passively with real estate income, right? As you guys know, we make volatile content that could get taken down on the internet any day. So my goal is always to prepare other, you know, streams of income to come in so that, God forbid, anything happen, I'll be straight, right? Because, I mean, let's just be honest, guys. People hate us. People hate Andrew. People hate Rollo Tomasi. People hate anybody that speaks the truth about intersexual dynamics. If you make any type of content that helps men self-improve, it's always going to be considered misogyny. This is just the world that we're in, guys. You can't make content that is pro-male whatsoever without people going ahead and bashing you. So you have to have contingencies in place. And another thing, too, is me having all this real estate behind me, it allows me to be a lot more honest and a lot more direct and give you all the content that y'all want. Could you guys imagine if I was fucking scared? Oh, my God. I don't know if I can say this. Oh, my God. I'm scared. Oh, my God. You guys want to get the passionate rants that you guys enjoy and come to learn and love. The reason why I'm able to speak the way that I do and act the way that I do is because I'm not scared. Okay? Fear a lot of the times will prevent you from being as honest as you want to be. Right. Of course, I got to be within some reason, right? Because YouTube doesn't allow certain trigger words that I tend to drop a lot more on Rumble. But regardless, y'all are getting 99% of the sauce and getting full Myron on YouTube to some degree because I have that backing behind me that I was able to attain that first goal. So again, guys, set a goal and a deadline. Goals without deadlines are merely dreams. It puts pressure on you to perform. You have something to actually work towards. And most importantly, it helps you formulate a strategy. So for me, I wanted that $10,000 a month goal. I started buying houses until I hit that goddamn $10,000. And as you get closer and closer and closer, it keeps you more and more motivated. And it's going to keep you from deviating away from your goal as you're getting closer and closer. Okay? That is why setting a goal with a deadline is so important, guys. Did I hit my goal and my deadline this year? I did not. However, I'll tell y'all this. I'm already looking for another house to hit that $20,000. I just need one more. All right? I hit it the first year, overreached it, and then the second year, I was off about 1 or 2K, but I'm just going to get another one, and I'll be able to hit that goal. But I'd say typically the best thing to do is have a goal of what you want to make a month, okay? So let's say you make $3,000 a month right now. Okay, I want a goal where I'm making $5,000 a month. Bam. Let's say, I want to hit a goal of I want to make $10,000 a month, and you incrementally increase it because what's going to happen is when you set that goal, right, everything else falls into place. Well, I need to work more hours to do that. Well, I need to get a raise to do that. Maybe I need to get another job to do that. Maybe I need to cut my spending in other areas to hit that. You need that goal. That is the foundation from which your strategy will be built. Fresh?
Yeah, that's a very good point. I think for me personally, I wanted to make sure that when I came to America, I was cutting my time in half. So let me explain. So my granddad came to America 20 years. Became successful, and took care of the whole family. That inspired me to do the same thing. So I came to America, and I want to make sure that, one, I could take care of myself, two, my mom, and three, achieve all my dreams and goals. However, like Martin said, you need a deadline because if you don't have a deadline, it's just a dream. And most people that have dreams, where do they end up? Literally nowhere, and then when they die, it's in a graveyard. Their dreams are still there. So me personally, I was like, you know what? How do I achieve this and make this happen for myself? Once again, number one, I leave my comfort zone, which means leave my family, my friends, and go out and get them on my own. Secondly, have visual images of what I want to achieve. So, for example, I would take pictures of like a Lamborghini, of money, of like, for example, houses in my room. I put it on my actual wall. So every morning I wake up, I would see my goals in front of me. And that inspired me to move in a certain direction. Because what happens is you set goals for yourself and off rip, you're like, oh, you know what? I want this, but my buddy said pull up to this spot and let's party. Oh, you know what? I'll go do that. But you have goals in place and you can see it for yourself visually. Okay, cool. Yeah, he invited me to this party, but my goals are important. So I don't want to sidetrack to that. The point is that like you don't want to always be going to random stuff. We have goals in place because goals will keep you on track towards what you want to achieve. So I had images in my room, one, and then every day for that year, I'd write my goals down in a book. Now, I got it from Grant Cardone. He had a method where you write your goals down every single day. You get a new book, write your goals every single day, and you look back at it the following day. So I would do that, and it was in my head. Okay, don't party, don't go out, don't spend money, just focus on work and increase my income. And I worked at, as you know, guys, Chick-fil-A for a year, as well as AT&T taking phone calls. But I had two jobs, and I was actually getting myself in order. After that, follow my goal line, I pretty much set up myself where I was learning about real estate, investing, social media, marketing, and networking as well. So every day after work, I'll go to Starbucks, learn about these topics here. And that knowledge I acquired over that 5-year period helped me today with the podcast of going outside, meeting guests, you know, building relationships. And over time, guys, like if you do small things towards your goals, you won't realize it. But like what's happening is those skills you're acquiring will help you in the future. So like I said earlier, set a deadline for when you want to achieve these goals. And keep in mind that like these goals will help you achieve your actual success because small actions over a period of time equals success.
Bam. All right. Number two, guys.
Round two. Fight.
Improve your credit.
Sheesh.
Guys.
I made a song, man. Last year.
Okay.
Sweat credit score on. Sheesh. That shit was fire, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm a high value man. Woo! AP 100 bands. Sheesh. Credit score on. Sheesh. Woo! Put his bitches on the leash.
That shit is trash, bro. Thank God you got a good credit score because your rap career wouldn't go nowhere, nigga.
Yeah.
That's the only reason you could make trash music like that because you got a good credit score. Anyway, guys, improve your credit.
Yeah.
This is non-fucking negotiable. One more time for you fucking people out there. Like, improve your fucking credit. This is non-negotiable. If you want to live in the United States, Canada, Sweden, any first world country, okay? And you actually want to build wealth, you must have good fucking credit, okay? There's a reason why 95% of millionaires make their money in real estate. What do you need to get real estate? You need good fucking credit. If you don't have good credit, you know what you're going to be relegated to? You're going to have to go ahead and either get loans that have shitty interest rates, okay? Have terrible terms, or you're going to be stuck buying stocks and cryptocurrency only, all right? And here's the thing with stocks and cryptocurrency. I have no issue with the stock market. I have no issue with cryptocurrency, as you guys know. I'm in crypto pretty heavily myself. I got a six-figure crypto portfolio. But here's the thing. I'll tell you how this. Most of my money is 1,000% in real estate. And then I can sleep well at night because I know that the real estate market is not nearly as volatile as the crypto market. A lot of you guys have 90% of your money in crypto. I don't know how y'all go to sleep at night. Your buttholes are probably constantly squinched. It is wild. Okay? But if you have crappy credit, that is what you are forced to invest in. You have to get into stocks. You have to get into crypto. Let me give you guys a cold, hard reality here. I talked about this on Fed It. I'm going to say it one more time for y'all. If I go to Bank of America tomorrow and I say, I want $10,000 to buy stock in your business, in your bank, you know what they're going to tell me? They're going to say,
nope.
But if I go to Bank of America and I say, I want $100,000 to buy a house, you know what they're going to tell me? They will give me a loan to buy a home, but they will not give me a loan to buy stock in their own goddamn bank. What does that tell you? What does that tell you, guys? That tells you everything you need to know. Hard assets are gained through good credit. Okay? Here's the thing. We've done podcasts on this before. I tell you, I'll be diversified, be in every single realm. Have precious metals, have stocks, have index funds, have cryptocurrency, have real estate. All right? But you want most of your money, and watch the episode that we did with George Gammon, Robert Kiyosaki, and Ken McElroy. All multimillionaires. Most of them made their money in real estate. Okay? We talked about how to split up your portfolio, but you definitely want something that pays you some kind of dividend. What asset class is going to pay you back a dividend, give you a tax benefit, appreciate over time, and also and also give you a bunch of other perks and benefits that other asset classes aren't going to give you. Real estate's the only one, really.
Facts.
Realistically speaking, real estate's the only one. You ain't going to get no tax benefit, really, from stocks and crypto. You're just not. And it's not going to pay you the same level as a tenant paying you rent. And it's not going to appreciate over time consistently like real estate will. All the houses I bought in Miami are all $100,000 up plus. I can do a cash out refinance at any time, pull money out tax free, and go buy another house.
That's facts.
Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing to the weird to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
Do you follow automotive news? Or do you just like cars and want to see what the heck's going on? Well, then you might like Donut Media's new podcast, The Big Three. Hi, I'm James Pumphrey, and every week, me and my co-host slash two of my top five friends, Nolan Sykes and Joe Weber, unpack the latest and greatest in automotive news and trends on The Big Three. You'll also get a lot of laughs, hot takes, and personal insight on cars from the biggest car guys in automotive media. So, whether you're a hardcore enthusiast or just a person who goes, that's a good-looking car, check out The Big Three, available wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch the full videos at Donut Podcasts on YouTube.
You must have good credit, man. Not just for buying real estate and gaining and buying assets, but I want you guys to have choice and options. Okay, if your credit sucks, it limits you significantly as to what you can invest in. Okay, again, this is not me shitting on cryptocurrency. This is not me shitting on stock market. But look at the past year. All you crypto and stock guys, y'all are probably crying right now because you guys had all your money tied up in stocks and cryptocurrencies and index funds.
It's tough.
Terrible. Terrible. But the real estate market been pretty damn good. Okay, the interest rates keep going up. It's not that bad for me because interest rates go up. People can't afford to buy a home. That's good for me. What do people do when they can't buy a home? They have to rent. So I win regardless. It doesn't matter. That's the beauty of real estate. It can stand the worst of times because I'm not looking to sell. All right. If you buy and hold real estate, you're going to be good 90% of the time.
Yeah.
Even if the market crashes, it don't matter. Are you going to sell? Then who cares what the house is worth? Who cares? Unless you're going to do a cash out refi or sell, it doesn't matter.
People might, for example, not buy crypto, not buy stocks, but they need a place to stay. So real estate will always be there no matter what.
Guys,
it's true.
I want you guys to have choice. Just like it comes with women, right? I tell you, I make money, get in shape, become the best version of yourself so you have more options with women. I want you guys to have good credit so you have more options with different asset classes that you can play with, okay? If you have crappy credit, you will be stuck investing into asset classes that are more volatile. Hence, you will never be sure where the hell your money is going, if it's appreciating, if it's depreciating, etc. And if you guys watched any of the stock market charts for 2022 with crypto, y'all saw everybody lose a bunch of money. There were people in Miami jumping off their fucking balconies because Ethereum went down to $1,000, guys. Yeah. I don't want you being one of these guys.
Yeah.
Having all your money tied up in volatile markets.
And you can have a regular job, get a property, and that offset your taxes, so you save money. So, for example, you'd be taxed at a higher rate, but some property, you cut out almost like a third or a fourth. So my thing is like, guys, at least on some level, have some real estate in your portfolio.
You know what? Fuck this shit. I haven't told this story. I'm going to tell y'all this story. I need, just so you guys understand the importance of having your credit on point. Guys. Thanks, Chris. Last year, I made over $1 million. Okay? When I worked for the government, I made about $120,000. Okay? When I worked for the government, I paid around $30,000 to $40,000 a year in taxes. All right? I made over $1 million last year. I paid right around $30,000 to $40,000 in taxes, making 10x the money legally. Why? Because I had real estate. I bought 7 properties. I was able to use depreciation. I was able to use cost segregation. I was able to write off my business expenses because I spent quite a bit of money on expenses. I made 10x the money, but I paid the same amount of taxes. Warren Buffett talks about this, how he pays less in taxes than his secretary, and he's a multi-billionaire. Guys, that's when I had that fucking eureka moment. Holy! This is how the wealthy stay wealthy. They buy assets that lower their tax liability. They have different strategies to lower their tax liability, whether it's cost segregation, depreciation, writing off losses, business expenses. I was able to use all of these different tax strategies, right, to lower my earned income, which did what? Lower my taxes. So I paid pretty much the same amount of taxes, guys, making $1 million a year as I did making $120,000 per year. This is why they want to keep you a fucking slave. A lot of you guys pay more taxes than multimillionaires. That's why they want to keep you at a job. That's why they want to give you an hourly rate. That's why they want you to have a boss. That's why they want you to clock in 40 hours per week. They don't want you to be entrepreneurs. They don't want you to be real estate investors. Because when you're an entrepreneur or you're a real estate investor, guess what you fucking do? You are the backbone of the U.S. economy. When you're the backbone of the U.S. economy, they incentivize you to go ahead and take more risk and make money and employ people and house people. When you do these things, guess what happens? Something magical happens. You pay less fucking taxes. Okay, but they don't want you to know that. The reason why they don't want you to know that is because they want to keep you a fucking slave. They want to keep you in the matrix. They want to keep you watching people like Hassan Labi and fucking Ethan Klein, all these other jerks. They don't want you to watch guys like me, Andrew Tate, that tell y'all you need to be on your own. I'm not telling you guys not to have a job to get yourself started, but at some point, if you really want to reap the benefits of making money and saving your money and not paying taxes or avoiding taxes legally, of course, minimizing your tax liability, being an entrepreneur and having real estate is the best fucking way to do it. The United States is built upon small businesses, okay? That is how the United States has been successful for all these years. Capitalism, entrepreneurship, owning real estate. Those three things will lower your tax liability. They will not teach you this in school. They will not teach you this in university. You go to a great business school, they still won't teach you this shit because this is the sauce. This is how the rich stay rich. This is how the wealthy get wealthier. This is how the poor people stay fucking poor. You work a regular job, you pay a whole bunch of taxes while the rich go ahead and buy more real estate, pay no taxes, and make a lot more money than you. And they're looking at you like, this is why I want you guys to have good credit so you can leverage fucking real estate so you pay less goddamn taxes. They're not going to teach you this in school, guys. They're not. I made $1 million last year, and I paid just as many taxes as I did when I was a federal agent making $120,000 per year. That's the cold, hard truth. That is why Trump, that is why Robert Kiyosaki, Ken McElroy, these guys barely pay taxes. But they are billionaires. There's the sauce for y'all, man.
All right, W sauce right there, man. Regarding credit, I guess I would just say, just to add on to what Myra said earlier. So in this case, guys, credit right now is very important. It's paramount because we live in a credit society. And off rip, you say you want to get a job, you want to get a property, you want to actually get insurance, stuff like that. What are they going to do? Look at your credit file. And if you can't pay back loans, they don't trust you to even give you these type of like, you know, benefits. So off rip credit will affect your life no matter what. However, credit itself, right, can give you a lifestyle, which I believe you may want for yourself as a guy, which is, for example, you want to travel, you want a nice car, you want a nice home to invest in, you want things in your life. Now, you may not have the money up front, but with a good credit score, you can get the best rates, best loans, and as well get approved for things that you never thought possible. So, guys, you've seen the cars, you've seen the lifestyle, you've seen me with, you know, have these things, and it's like, my credit allowed me to do this because off rip, I say, you know what, when I get to America, what do I want to do? I need good credit, I need my money on point, and I need to have myself some goals to follow. So with the money on point, with the goals to follow, and with the credit, you're unstoppable because now you can get whatever you want at a good rate and a good price. So guys, regarding credit itself, first thing you got to figure out is what's your credit score. I recommend creditkarma.com. You go on there, look at your score. It's not as accurate as it should be, but it's very close to what it should be from the FICO score rules. But my thing is, like, look at it, your score, see what it is. I know it hurts to see what it is, but once you know what it is, you can actually improve it. Once that's done, you find out what the score is. Okay, cool. Pay off your pending debts that you need to pay off or you forgot about, and then your score should go up. But a lot of you guys incur debt. You get a credit card. You go crazy at the mall. You go flex on girls. And then, damn, I'm broke. I'm in debt. But you cause it yourself. So reverse that. Fix the problem. Know what your score is, and then work on that as well. Now, with the actual purpose credit score, what can you get? So my aunt would always tell me, hey, Walter, you're coming to America. Credits are important. And they bought houses multiple times. They bought properties. They've bought a bunch of stuff with credit, and they travel for free every single year. Guys, I'm saying right now, you want to travel, you want to have fun, you want to invest in your money, you need credit. So just put it in order, put it in one of your checklists for this year, work on credit, and watch what happens with your future. And regarding credit itself, regarding cards, and also as well what you can do, guys, I know people out there that have credit cards, they literally just swipe on daily expenses, and their travel is free, food is free. It's kind of like they spend money that they're going to spend anyway, and they get free benefits. Why don't you use a debit card for what? So that's all I got to say, man.
If you use a debit card, you're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
You really are stupid if you're using debit cards.
Dude, that was me for a large portion.
Or using cash? Stupid.
Exactly. Until I figured out, yo, I can get points for this shit. And you told me that too as well. So yeah. It's very important, guys.
Yeah, we're going to give you guys a whole repertoire on which cards to get certain benefits, whether you like to travel, you like to get cash back. We got a card for y'all that you guys can go ahead and get, and we're going to go ahead and do that. All of 2023, especially January, is going to be all about getting your shit together, bro. All right, so number three, guys, here is pick up another job and or a side hustle, okay? Yes. Make more money, right, that can be used to repay your debt and or save to invest, okay? Ask for a raise at your job, work more hours. And basically, you need to hit that financial goal that I told you guys about. Like I said before, if you're making $5,000 a month, say, you know, your new goal is going to be $7,000 a month. And you got to figure out a way to hit that goal. See how everything builds upon itself, because you need to set that goal first. Once you set that goal, now you can say, okay, how am I going to reach this goal? I need to work more hours. Maybe I need to get another job. Maybe I need to ask for a raise. Maybe I need to go back to school. Maybe I need to pick up another skill set. Whatever it is. But the point is, you need to establish a goal. The goal will bring your deficiencies to light. From those deficiencies, you can work on what you need to fix. And then, bam, hit that next goal of increasing your income from a monthly basis. I think the best way to go about it is from a monthly basis, right? Mm-hmm. So picking up another job or a side hustle, guys, is going to, or working more hours, right? Just the main takeaway is you need to make more money, okay? Through legal means, of course. Don't go out there and sell drugs and do a bunch of other stupid shit. Don't do that. But what I am saying is that you need to go ahead and make more money. And that means, right, you're going to go ahead and you're going to have to eliminate certain things, which perfectly segues into point number four. Eliminate drugs, parties, alcohol, and all the other bullshit distractions that you fucking losers like to use to go ahead and take your mind off of real life. All right? One more time for y'all. You're going to pick up another job, pick up a side hustle, gain another skill set, get closer to making that goal of making more money a month, and you're also simultaneously going to eliminate drugs, parties, and alcohol, and any other stupid distraction that is keeping you from making money. A lot of you fucking guys sit there and play video games all fucking day, drink alcohol, don't go to the gym, fat piece of shit, wondering why your life fucking sucks. Your life fucking sucks because you fucking suck. If you want change, you have to take real steps, which means get the fuck out of your chair, step outside, and make a goddamn change. A lot of y'all live mediocre fucking lives because you're a mediocre individual and you don't take any type of real progress to become better at what the fuck is going on. If you're broke, it's your fucking fault. If you're fat, it's your fucking fault. If you're soft with a triple chin, it's your fucking fault. A lot of you guys are depressed because you live depressing fucking lives versus going out there doing something different. Guys, being broke is a fucking mindset. If you have a broke mindset, you're going to be broke physically. You're going to be broke mentally. You're going to be broke all across your fucking endeavors. All right? You must change everything about you if you want to become a better man. It starts here. A lot of you guys have a pussy fucking mindset and think, I deserve the world. I'm going to be like these girls and be delusional. I deserve a bad bitch. I deserve to make more money. Oh, no, 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 no. The world doesn't work that way. You are not going to be saved from a multimillionaire that's going to invite you on a boat and say, let me go ahead and date you for a while and support you. You are not a bimbo. You are not. Sorry, you can't rely on your fucking looks to get by in life. These bitches can, but you fucking can't.
Hey, y'all.
All right? Some bitch can wake up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, smoke pot, have zero accomplishments, still get invited to a party to meet future. Nigga, hey, you y'all. Got no future. You are not going to meet no bitches. Bars. You're not going to meet nobody.
Hey, y'all.
These useless hoes meet future. Meanwhile, a lot of you niggas got no future. That's the truth. That's the fucking truth, man.
Bars.
God damn. You wonder why no one respects you. You wonder why your mom tells you get out the fucking house and get a job. You wonder why your girlfriend nags you because you play video games all the time. You wonder why your dad is embarrassed by you and don't want to raise your bitch ass because you're a bum. Because you're a fucking loser. You're a fucking loser. You need to look in the mirror and think to yourself, damn, do I respect what I see? A lot of y'all can't say yes. If you look in the mirror and you're saying that what the fuck you see, you got work to do. Meanwhile, oh, no, you know what? Fuck, I'm not going to do that work. I'm going to go ahead and just numb my pain by drinking more vodka or smoking weed or doing drugs or going to party with all my other fucking loser-ass friends. Get rid of them now! Now! If you have friends that don't go to the gym, that don't make money, that are fucking losers, get rid of them now! You will be the sum of the five people you hang out the most with. All right? You got to watch our fucking podcast and, you know, get inspired and just watch us all day and not hang out with your loser friends. So fucking be it. But you must change. If you keep doing the same stupid shit you did in 2022, you're going to be a loser in 2023 too. That's how it goes. All right? So again, make a goal. I want to make this much money this year. Work towards that fucking goal. Get your credit on point. And then on top of that, take real tangible steps to make more money and become a better fucking man. Create more opportunity for yourself. That means going outside your fucking house. That means working more hours. That means picking up another job. That means going back to school and getting a skill set that will make you more money. And you're also simultaneously going to eliminate distractions. Alcohol, drugs, weed, bitches. I don't give a fuck what it is. You get rid of it. If you got to come home every night at 8 p.m., fucking watch a little bit of TV and go to sleep so that you stay disciplined, so fucking be it. Give up your 20s if you must to become a better man. Guys, when I was 24 and I was on the Southwest fucking border investigating Mexican cartels, all this other bullshit, you know how often I went out? Almost never. I party and drink alcohol 1 to 2 times a year, period. I would not go back to Connecticut and see my friends unless I hit my goals in Texas first. Then I flew back and hung out with my friends. I would not party and drink and have fun maybe 1 to 2 times a year, most. And I did that from 24 all the way from 23 to 28. I sacrificed my 20s. It is what it is. But I thank God I fucking did because it taught me the mental fortitude to become a fucking man and not be a bitch. I don't need immediate fun and gratification. I could delay it. New Year's Eve, what the fuck was I doing? I wasn't running around with some bitches. I was fucking writing my book, Why Women Deserve Less. You niggas deserve more. A lot of you don't though, but more men in general deserve more and you guys need to know your fucking value. So I'm writing this book because I know that this book is going to create a bigger impact than me being at some party talking to some bitches in Miami. You gotta look long term, man. A lot of you guys look too short term and you wonder why your fucking life sucks. Because you're looking in the short term, you're not looking in the long term. No one's coming to save you. No one is coming to save you. Remember that shit. You're a man. Nobody gives a fuck about you. And if you guys don't believe me, look at the fucking environment that we're in. Guys like us that teach you how to become better men, make more money, get in shape, date girls, become the best version of yourself, they label us misogynists, they fucking call us assholes, they try to vilify us on bitch-ass apps like TikTok, they put you even in fucking jail like Andrew, an innocent man. This is the world that we're in now. So what the fuck are you going to do? You're going to be poor? You're going to be broke? Can't even fucking defend yourself? Allegation comes your way, you don't have the money and the resources to defend yourself, what the fuck are you going to do? Look at Johnny Depp. If Johnny Depp wasn't Johnny Depp, he'd be in prison right fucking now. Luckily, he had some money. He had some status. He was able to fucking protect himself from that crazy-ass bitch Amber Heard. Andrew's going to get through this too, but Andrew got money. He busted his ass, became a somebody. Now he's going to be able to defend himself. But let's say you don't have the fucking money. You don't have the resource. What's going to happen? We live in scary times, guys. You need to have your money on point. This is not negotiable anymore.
Okay, so you did 3 and 4 and 1. So I'm gonna do the same thing.
Take it away.
So number 3 is basically get a second job or a side business, right? And I remember personally, I was at home one day after work and I was like, yo, like I'm making like $10 an hour. I need more money. And I saw people at my job, I was like, yo, they've been here for 20, 30 years making the same amount. I'm like, damn, they've been here for this long making the same amount of money? Like, this is not real life. And I said, you know what? What's my goal here? Once again, go back to my goal. To be successful here in America. All right, what I got to do? Make more money. So I went looking for a second job. Hit up some friends. Yo, bro, I'm at work right now, but I finished work at, like, let's say, like, 3 in the morning. I started at 10. So I got time in the day to do a day job. So my boy's like, yo, bro, like, I'm at Chick-fil-A. Come meet my boss. He might like, you know, you for an interview, whatever. So I go meet him. I get the job. So now I'm working two jobs. Mind you, I'm making $10 an hour at AT&T taking phone calls at night. And I'm making like $7 to $8 at Chick-fil-A during the day. So now, not only did I increase my income, but I'm more busy. So that's number four regarding this whole topic here, is that me being busy, me working two jobs, I didn't have time to play around and do dumb stuff or smoke trees and do other stuff. Hey, I'm tired from work. I want to go to sleep. So I'm working from like 9 to like 12 or 3 in the day, rest a little bit, and then I go to work making the phone calls at like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, depending on the shift, all the way till 3 in the morning. So I'm mad tired, but I'm making money. So before, I was in a deficit because I had to pay my bills, pay for rent, tolls, all that stuff. Now, I have extra money because I'm working two jobs and I'm not wasting money other than buying food. So I'm making money, not wasting time, and I have money to invest. Using this money that I saved up over a period of time, I bought a workshop where I actually go to a workshop with my mentor, and I met him there. That experience changed my whole life because meeting my mentor told me about buying cars. For example, all the Lamborghinis used me buy, the McLarens, the Rolls Royce. If I didn't have that training from meeting my mentor, it wouldn't be possible. And I'm doing it in a way where I really don't lose that much money. So all these things that I learned from saving my money at one, getting a second job, and then paying to learn more helped me. But if I was struggling at my job, not making enough money, I couldn't afford that workshop. I couldn't afford to miss work and go to that event because, hey, I need the money. But me finding a second job helped me. And then thirdly, my next job I had was at a tech company. And that job afforded me the opportunity to work overtime, unlimited. So, yo, I went crazy because now I'm like, bro, I could just work one job. I made the same amount of money. I'm all game for it. So that day I was at work, a friend of mine was there after work staying. I was like, bro, why are you staying after work? Like, what's going on? Bro, it's overtime. I was like, what's that? Because remember, I'm new to America. Overtime means, for example, you could work after work and continue to work and get paid. So I did that for literally a year and a half. And the money I saved up from that job, I bought property with. So guys, yes, it is important to have fun. However, at the early stages of your life, if you work a second job or get a side business, do it, because I'm telling you right now, the money you save up from that actual business or actual second job can be used to further yourself even further by buying property, investing in yourself, or investing in assets. And guys, literally, guys, I'm 23 years old, and I bought my first property. I'm working a job making $15 an hour. I work overtime. That sacrifice, I was able to do that. Now, obviously speaking, like, you might have a different job where you don't have unlimited overtime, but the point is that, like, guys, that's the side business, that second job that yes, you do, if you're smart with the money, you can better yourself. And then fourthly, regarding the whole topic of, like, wasting time, partying, smoking weed. I get it, bro. Your friends are doing it. You want to enjoy it as well. Yes, you can. But if you do it after the fact or after you've finished working your job or you're finished with your business, then it's more enjoyable because, cool, I did my duty for today. My duty's met. Good to go. But if you do it in interim, you miss your side business or you miss your job one day or 2 days, you miss working on an extra project, you miss making extra money, then you're back to square one. Your friends are going to be partying. You know what's funny about this whole partying stuff? The guys, like, I've been in the club multiple times this year and prior, and it's the same people, the same music, the same type of, like, vibe. The girls are still there. They're not going nowhere, bro. They're still going to be there. So what do you want to do? Do you want girls now or after the fact where they're still going to be there? We have money and status. So make a choice, guys, but that's very important. Extra income.
Yeah, they work hard outside the club so that when you go in the club, you don't have to work as hard. You guys think I'm going to sit there and tolerate some bullshit from 21-year-old bitch that hasn't accomplished anything?
Yeah.
Some people call me an asshole. Oh, ugh, you're a jerk. You're whatever. That's what women want, right? The reason why I don't tolerate fuckery from women is because I tolerate fuckery from life and I've overcome it. So therefore, I'm not going to tolerate fuckery from some bitch that hasn't overcome anything in life. But the problem is a lot of you are stuck tolerating fuckery from women because you haven't accepted fuckery from life. Okay? You can either work excuse me, I'm losing my voice here. You can either work hard outside the club so you don't have to work hard inside the club with these stupid ass hoes, or you go to the club, work hard inside there, and deal with the bullshit from these bitches. But I want y'all to be superior to these hoes. So I want you guys to have all your shit together outside the club so when you come in, there isn't much talking needed. This is what it is. Take it or fucking leave it, bimbo. And that's, trust me, they're going to be like, oh my God. Because most guys can't do that shit. Most guys, oh my God, please take me on a date. Please, let's go hang out. Oh my God, I'll spread a bag on you. All this other fuck shit. Fuck that shit. We do what we want to do, and these bitches can accept or not. You don't like it? Get the fuck out of my section. That's how I do it. I kick plenty of girls out the fucking sections. Oh, it is fantastic.
He ain't joking, man.
I'm telling y'all, bro.
He does it all the time.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all, man. It is fucking fantastic. You want to go to the club? Go crack. Get your section. Comply or goodbye. Girl wants to play some games with me on some fuck shit? Get the fuck out of my shit. Turn it to Leonidas on this motherfucker, bro.
This is
fresh and fit, bitch. Get the fuck out of my shit, man. And get another hoe in here instead. All right? Because you're not going to tolerate fuckery from people that haven't accomplished anything when you've been out there busting your fucking ass. I want y'all to go to the club with that same fucking hubris. I don't tolerate shit from hoes. Fuck that. A lot of these bitches have done nothing with their life, and you motherfuckers over here sipping on them. The fuck is going on here? But you're sipping because you're a fucking loser. That's why you're sipping. You have no choice but to sip because you have accomplished nothing in your fucking life. And now we got to get off Twitch. Now niggas got me tight.
Come YouTube, man.
All right. Come on over to YouTube, guys. All right. And we're going to get into the last topic right now. Come on over to YouTube.
Yeah. Cool.
Before we read these chats, go ahead, Mo.
Sponsored.
We got a quick message from our sponsor who may or may not be mad at us from this episode, but who cares? Let's run it.
This episode is sponsored by Rocket Money. Hey guys, this is Marion Gaines from the Fresh Fit Podcast. Are you guys wasting money? You guys better not be. You guys know how much we discuss about you wasting your money. People don't understand how easy it is to waste money because we rarely notice. And Fresh and I are not ashamed to admit that we have been there, so we know how it's like. And you remember us telling stories on how we used to waste money on subscriptions, but we're not the only ones. Say goodbye to last year's outdated, disorganized methods of managing your money and say hello to Rocket Money, a better way to hack your finances in 2023. Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill, is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Over 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about, like that streaming service you bought to watch just one show on, or that free trial that you never even used. Rocket Money will quickly and easily identify subscriptions for you so you can stop paying for the ones you don't want. Rocket Money makes canceling subscriptions as easy as a click of a button. Simply find a subscription you don't want and press cancel, and Rocket Money will cancel it for you. No more long hold times with customer service or tedious emailing back and forth. Over 3 million people have used Rocket Money, saving the average person up to $720 a year. Stop throwing your money away, cancel unwanted subscriptions, and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/freshfit. That's rocketmoney.com/freshfit. One more time, rocketmoney.com/freshfit. Peace out, guys.
W ad read.
Yeah. So
wait. So Meyer, do I get experience points after I finish Rocket Money? NPC read.
NPC read. Wow. Gonna give Chris a. That's why you're behind the camera, nigga.
Damn.
Back in the back over there. Okay. So, but all jokes aside, guys, you gotta have your shit together, bro. You know, you go to the club, you're in there. Oh my God. I want y'all to, because the thing is this.
I have a question though.
What?
What are you celebrating? Like, cause I can't get over this, right, bro? I'm in the club sober as hell. I see niggas pull up every night. I'm like, every other night. I'm like, bro, why are you in here when you're broke? I know you're broke, cause nigga, like you're standing in the middle of the section trying to pick up girls, and I get it, bro. But like, what are you celebrating? You're not even at a table. It's like you're wasting your time when you should be spending that time working on yourself. And it's like, what are you celebrating? Nothing. And these girls ain't going nowhere, bro. They're going to be still going to be there 6 months a year because they broke too.
Here's the problem. Most people I've noticed in the United States, especially, they make the occasion to celebrate versus celebrating for the occasion. Okay. What you should celebrate for is when an accomplishment is done, you're able to you've done something that like warrants your celebration. But most of y'all make an excuse to celebrate just because, oh, it's, fucking the day that Fred Flintstone was created on Cartoon Network and it debuted in 1951. Woo! Let's go drink some tequila. That's how a lot of people operate. They drink just to fucking drink and they create some bullshit occasion to do it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, successful people, They drink for the occasion, or they go ahead and party for the occasion. It's for something special. Maybe a 1 million subscriber party. Maybe a $500,000 subscriber party. Maybe it's hitting a new record high as far as income goes. They celebrate for something that they've actually accomplished.
Yeah.
All right. That's how I want y'all to do it. But anyway, all right. So we're gonna go ahead and recap real quick. We got 8,000 y'all in here. About like the video, guys. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, where we give you guys motivational stuff like this every Monday to get your guys' money on point, not be a fucking loser. Oh, read the chats. Okay, read the chats and then all right, keep up the good work, guys. Lots of love. Would love to get your take on how to navigate Western women in 2023 and how men should deal with them. That's from Dom. Watch our Womanizer Wednesdays, bro.
We gotta re-release that Zoom call with the blueprint. Because I feel a lot of guys need that now because, bro, they be asking the same questions like, bro, it's in the Zoom call.
Yeah. Travizion, $50. Ah, appreciate that. Happy New Year, FNF. Been supporting for almost a year now. I thank you all for doing y'all shows. I've learned a lot. I'm better than before. I gained a lot. I gained and lost a lot, even a girlfriend, which was a blessing in disguise. She didn't like y'all, nor KS or Andrew Tate.
I wonder why, bro.
Honestly,
shout out to Cam.
I don't want to like sit here and toot our own horn, but if you got a girl and she doesn't like us or Andrew or Kevin Sammons or anybody else that speaks these uncomfortable truths about reality between the two genders, more than likely she belongs to the streets.
And
bro,
also for the New Year's, guys, your girl might be holding you back. Like, you might wonder to yourself, why I'm not having money to like invest in myself or like do more things. And like, she might be holding you back, bro. So like, you might need to let her go.
I don't know about Mike.
Yeah, women are dream killers, bro.
Yeah.
Give it a thousand.
Actually, I would attribute our success to not having a woman in our lives during that period of time.
Yeah.
We were able to be single, nimble, do whatever we want to do. Yeah. If you had a girlfriend, oh, you're out too late. Like, come home, babe. Let's go watch a movie. I got shit to do.
Yeah, man. Like, you guys got to understand that most women don't understand the grind. Most women don't understand, a burden performance. A lot of girls don't understand any of this shit. That's why they say stupid shit like, hang out with me, spend time with me, drink with me, because they don't deal with the repercussions of their stupid decisions. Yeah. You do, though, as a man.
Yeah, they want all your time, bro.
Women don't have to perform. You do. So they don't play by the same set of rules. So they think, oh, hang out with me, drink with me, eat with me. Shut the fuck up, bitch. You want to continue to eat and drink? I got to pay for that shit. You know, like, what the fuck?
Right.
Hey, Myron, me and my girlfriend have an account with money saved up together, 50-50. We built a lot of money evenly because we're trying to save for a house she has built with me. She has her own money and I have my own. Any advice? Why the hell do you have a joint account with your girl, you fucking dummy? What the hell are you doing, nigga?
Stupid.
You stupid.
God damn.
Yo, like, I be wondering, like, if niggas really think about, like, things common, like, from a logical standpoint, like, anyhow, that question was for you, so I'm not gonna comment on that shit.
Bro, get your money out that account. Yeah. Do not have a joint account with your girlfriend, your wife, period, bro. Don't do it.
That's the fastest way to, like, self-destruct.
That's what Saptis, man.
Bro,
must be new here.
She might be happy today and mad tomorrow, nigga. You piss her off, she says, you know what, this is my money now. I'm gone.
Yeah, bro. Fuck no. I don't know what the hell you're doing. Make another account tomorrow and put your money in there. And if she says, babe, why? Hey, I just want to keep things separate so I can account for them properly.
You're entering a contract with somebody that's not always going to be logical. That means off rip on a day that they're upset at you, mad at you, not happy with you. They can say, you know what? Forget this contract. I'm going to do what I feel like. That's crazy, bro.
Yo, it's not that your girl will, it's that she can. You don't understand that the laws, everything is written in a way where they're incentivized to break things off with you, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. Your girl might be a fantastic person. She might be lovely. She might be a ride or die. But what I am saying is that she can fuck your life up, which is in itself scary. All right. Like, you, bro, you got to take preemptive steps to set yourself up. So it's to insulate yourself from, like, being destroyed, dude, from getting zeroed out.
Yeah.
Hey, FNF, looking to start my first side biz. Want to look into possibly buying my own ATM. How profitable is this? Let me know what you think. Thanks to you and free Top G, free Tristan. You guys have made me feel infinitely better mentally. We got you. Go watch the episode that we did with
ATM.
With ATMs.
Yeah.
Cutting spending habits is the most important. 10K is easy, but spending is not. It's a minority mindset. Some countries don't have credit yet, but it's important if you want cool perks. Absolutely, bro. That's what I was saying. If you live in a first world country, you have to have that on point. And then if you live in a poorer country, you absolutely have to have your money on point because you can't use credit. And that's from Jamman. Sam Barra goes, Happy New Year's all. Myron, how much passive income does your real estate portfolio generate monthly? Thank you. I just told y'all earlier. You must be new here. It's almost 20,000 a month right now.
It's like 18 or so. Thanks for spending. I just picked up three houses in the past month, so I got to recalculate the numbers. Thanks for spending free financial advice, Myron and Fresh, helping us men escape the Matrix. Free take. Absolutely. That's from Film Comics Explained. Juan Villanueva goes, Myron, do you suggest hiring an accountant for handling all of the taxes stuff when you get into real estate while also having a full-time job, or should someone else do their tax on their own? No, you need you definitely want to get an accountant once you get into real estate, because things get complex with writing off expenses, missing rent, losses, fixes, depreciation over a 27.5 year period, cost segregation. Thanks for inspiring young men. Red pill for life.
Mo Murda.
Shout out to you.
Dun Gotti says, in 2017, I purchased my home for $190K. A 4.5% interest FHA loan is worth $330K. Should I sell or refinance to purchase two properties with a lower interest rate, or refinance to purchase another property, start getting passive income? So he has a question there regarding the finance there. Should I sell or refinance to purchase two properties with a lower interest, or refinance to purchase another property?
Well, the thing is, you're not going to get a better interest rate than 4.5, bro. Like, yeah,
it's high now, bro.
Yeah, like you're going to get an interest rate of, like, even if it's like a
6-7% now.
Yeah, you're going to be 6 or 7 if you buy it as a primary residence. If you buy it as a primary residence, you'll get probably 6 or 7. If you try to buy it as an investment property, you're going to get into the 8s. Mm. So, you got a 4.5 interest rate, bro. That's really good. So, I mean, you could refinance, but you're going to get a higher interest rate. Like, if you, don't do a cash out refi unless you need the money, bro. I'll be honest with y'all. Like, if you got a good interest rate, you bought a house in the last 2 years and you got a 3-4% interest rate, even a 5.
That's like, why I haven't done mine.
It might not be worth it to do a cash out refinance unless you desperately need the money.
I got a 3.5%. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Hell no.
You know what? You know what I'll do if I were you? I'll try to do a home equity line of credit instead.
Boom.
That's a better route, because that way you can go ahead, tap into the equity of the home, use what you actually need, and not go ahead and take another loan out on your house. Okay. Cash out refinances are great. It's tax free. You're able to pull equity out of your home. But if you don't need to do it, then I wouldn't do it. Like, I haven't done a cash out refi on any of my houses. I could if I wanted to, but I don't need to. All right. I think a HELOC is a way better option. The only problem with home equity lines of credit is the terms kind of suck. You might have to pay a fee just to keep the line open, etc. But you don't have to repay back that loan over another 30 year thing. You have an open credit line open. You have a open line of credit attached to the equity in your home that you could tap into whenever.
Yeah.
Right. So you can go ahead and deploy that cash when you need it.
It's kind of like a revolving loan.
It's a But the thing with HELOCs is they're harder to get on investment properties. If it's your primary residence, that's good. But if it's a investment property, it's a little bit harder to get, but it can still be done. So I would look into that realm. Shout out to FNF for the super motivation for 2023. Get focused, Kings, MOB, money over bitches. Cool. I started doing DoorDash and a side hustle the past 2 months, paying off my debts and got my CS back up, credit score back up to above 600 plus, down 20 pounds from 295 doing pushups, barely being able to do 5 at first, and now being able to do 100 a night. Thank you guys. Absolutely, my friend. Keep going.
Ernest Damien.
Good stuff, man. Being fat, being broke is unacceptable. Keep going. Greg House said 20 bucks. Appreciate that. Tate arrest politically motivated. Look up Shigen Economic Alliance. Romania wanted to join, but got rejected. 12-9. Tate's popularity makes for good headlines for Romania's anti-crime activity in the eyes of Europe and Shigen. Yeah, I'm sure there's probably some other stuff.
319.
It was definitely a concerted effort. Greg Halstead goes, Fresh, I'm from season 20 of MTV Real World. I wrote you on IG. I respect the intellect you all disseminate. I know I would vibe more with Myron because the cerebral he possesses is ethereal, but we are black. People still watch The Real World?
What? I don't... What?
Well, he's from, so it's been a while. The Real World
still airs? Yeah, I didn't even know The Real World still existed.
I don't know what that is.
It's an old MTV show that used to come on where, like, you'd put, like, 7 or 8 people in a house. It's like one of the original reality TV shows.
Oh, wow.
One of, like, the originals, old school. Like, it was big, really, in the early 2000s.
I watched the last one. It was Too Hot to Handle. That's the last one I actually watched.
The hell is that shit?
It's on Netflix.
It's similar, but more... It doesn't matter what you think.
Anyway, wish I had this knowledge in my 20s. Take it from someone making 130K. I'm still not happy with the money I make. Now in my 30s with a family, I have to work twice as hard as someone in their 20s with no family. Listen to these guys. Do not waste your 20s. And that's from Lazy Laz.
Yeah,
thank you, bro. Happy New Year. Any ideas for the podcast this year as far as content is concerned? Not going to lie, After Hours gets kind of drawn out after a while. Maybe try new ideas, since now every YouTuber is copying this format.
we're gonna travel more and do some more surprise podcasts. Also, as well, like, I get it. That's why you know, we bring guests on. So we got you, bro.
And also, you guys gotta remember that if anything, it reaffirms what we've been telling y'all. A lot of girls think the same way, bro. Like, y'all really think that they're special.
It sounds repetitive, but that's a lot of what girls think. So it's kind of like, hey, here's the content. Here's how they respond to it. You guys see it in live in full color. So
my last comment I sent out is, on top of my full-time job at Walmart and my CS was below 400. Just wanted to appreciate you guys for the advice. I should have learned this stuff much younger since I'm 34, but we're going to get better. Ernest, hey, man. Keep going.
What's a good score? I would say between 720 to like 760 is a good score.
Yeah. I mean, I would worry, try to get excellent, guys.
Yeah.
Try to get into the 760s plus.
Yeah.
Sneaky Link of 2 months curved me last night. Thoughts? She's fucking somebody else.
She belongs to the streets.
Bro,
simple.
You're an option, bro. You're a Sneaky Link.
Yeah.
You're not a priority.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Bro, what do you expect? No,
you answer your own question, man.
Yeah. You answer, yeah.
Some nigga might be paying bills, might have a boyfriend. You don't know.
Yo, anytime a girl flakes or does fuck shit, guys, 9 out of 10 times, there's someone else involved.
Yeah. Ta-da.
Ta-da. Like, that's what it comes down to, bro. Like, you guys really think these girls are out here not fucking, bro?
Trust it. Well, no. They ain't fucking. You.
Yeah.
Looking at somebody else.
Like dudes really be out here thinking, like, nah, she's not fucking anybody else. It's just me, whatever. Men tend to be delusional, girl, too, about that shit. Bro, I'm telling you guys, these girls are out here smashing somebody else. If she's playing games with you, if she's curving you, that means by default, she's not curving someone else.
Yeah.
You think she really just stood at home and watching movies and she just finding herself? Get the fuck out of here, bro.
And she fell asleep.
Yeah, she fell asleep.
Sorry, on, babe. Man. I fell asleep. Good morning. Good morning, love. I fell asleep, babe.
They tell you that because that you can't handle the truth.
Yo.
That she's really being a whore fucking some other guy that's higher status or more attractive than you are. That's the truth, man. Instagram, the internet has changed the fucking game. These girls are no longer innocent. I need you guys to burn one thing in your brain. It'll help you sleep better at night. Assume every girl that you deal with is a whore unless she proves to you otherwise. Again, one more time. All right? Assume every girl that you go out with, that you hang out with, that you go on dates with is a whore unless she proves to you otherwise. Okay? That's how you got to navigate dating in 2023 and beyond. They are for the streets unless they prove to you that they are not for the streets. Because modern day women are heavily incentivized to date multiple men, use men for resources, get whatever they need from you, aka extract the value while simultaneously not providing you any in return, and or wasting your fucking time, attention whore, be on the internet, show their body, do sex work, etc. You have all these variables working in tandem to go ahead and allow the modern day woman to be a whore and not feel like a whore for doing it, okay? So, with all of these things put in place for you, you need to go into the dating marketplace with this mindset so that you go ahead and operate in reality versus how you feel, okay? Yeah. You got to operate on what's real and what's not ideal. The 1950s are fucking done. These tradcons are fucking retarded, all right? These girls are out here fucking and sucking, I promise you. It just isn't you.
All right.
All right.
Number five.
All right. Number five. All right. So quick recap, guys. Okay. The title of today's topic was getting your shit together in 2023 financially. All right. So we're going to recap. Number one, set a goal and a deadline. Goals without deadlines are just dreams. Okay. So this goal needs to be something tangible. All right. I want to make $5,000 this month. I want to make $10,000 this month. I want to make $15,000 this month. Set a goal. Okay. Cause that's going to go ahead and allow you to formulate a strategy. Number two, improve your credit, guys. Credit is the backbone to acquiring assets that are worthwhile, such as real estate and building your wealth up. 95% of millionaires become millionaires through real estate. There's a reason for that, okay? Number three, pick up another job and or a side hustle and make more goddamn money, or go back to school, get a skill set that will make you more money. But the point is that you need to make more goddamn money. And this works in tandem with number four, which is eliminate drugs, parties, alcohols, and stupid-ass distractions that don't help you make more money or become better, okay? Video games, hoes,
I don't give a fuck what it is. You need to eliminate that bullshit in 2023. So if your dumbass was out on December 31st, woo, yeah, new year, all this other shit, well, I hope you enjoyed it, motherfucker, because you're cutting that shit off, and you're going to become a better man by investing more time in yourself, not into the parties, not into the clubs, not into the hoes, not into the drugs, not into the alcohol, all right? Then that builds a perfect foundation for number five. Go to the gym, you fat piece of shit, you fucking loser. A lot of you motherfuckers got fucking titties. Your stomach is hanging out. Your fucking stomach jiggles when you touch it. That is unacceptable. In 2023, with all the information that we have out there, with all the info that we have out there, the free advice on YouTube, whether you look at my Instagram stories, you follow other fitness influencers, whatever the fuck it is, we have a multitude of information out there that is completely free that will allow you to not be a fat piece of shit. You want to know why? Because guess what? Nobody runs around and says, oh, big is beautiful for niggas. No, nobody says that shit. No one accepts fat men. We accept fat bitches, but we will not accept fat men. That's just how the world fucking works, guys. Do not be fat. Go to the gym and exercise. And the reason why this is so goddamn important is because when you can change your body, guess what? It's going to allow you to have the mindset to change everything else around you, okay? One of the few things in this world that you have 100% control over is your fitness and your physique, all right? If you can change that, it's going to be a lot easier for you to say, you know what? This mindset that I have, this discipline that I learned from going to sleep early, going to the gym, eating correctly, etc. These things that I've learned, I can apply this to making more money. I can apply this to becoming more successful. I can apply this to working more hours, etc. It is a rudimentary foundational skill set that teaches you how to be successful in every single other endeavor in life. You know what I think to myself whenever I'm writing my book late at night and I'm tired or whatever? Stop being a fucking pussy. You've been through worse, whether it was from rowing, squatting, etc. It teaches you a mindset that you will not fucking lose. You know why? I don't give a fuck what these loser YouTubers say about me, right? Like fucking Penguin or Hassan or fucking Apple and Peach. You want to know why? These niggas cannot do a pull-up with their own body weight. That's why I don't give a fuck what they think. Because when I'm in the gym, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, doing fucking deadlifts, doing fucking pull-ups with weight on my fucking back, I know for a fact none of these assholes can do that shit. So I don't give a fuck what they think. That's the difference. You have a mindset where I will not fucking lose. All right? That's the mindset you have to become the best version of yourself. A lot of you guys are fucking pussies, man. Straight up. Soft. Oh, I'm getting bullied. Oh, my God, my feelings. Oh, I don't know how I feel about this. Shut the fuck up. Go to the gym, become a better man, don't use drugs, don't smoke weed, don't use steroids, eat well, sleep, and you'll become better. It's simple. A lot of you guys are looking for a fucking shortcut. There is no Uber Fitness, motherfucker. You can't call somebody on your phone and be like, hey, man, can you deliver a six-pack to me? No! It doesn't work that way. That's why I don't give a shit what my haters got to say. Because I am superior to them mentally. I am more focused than them. I will not fucking lose to any of these dorks. My biggest haters can't even do 3 bodyweight pull-ups, guaranteed. And that's the mindset I want you guys to have. You will not lose.
That's number 5?
That was number 5.
Okay. Cool. I think you said a lot. That's good for me.
Oh, man. We got someone here. My voice here.
Greg Halstead says, point wasn't to focus on a show. It was to say a message on Instagram. Can you respond? Shame my head. RW started everything. What clown on it?
Okay, Shotgun Wizard.
Real World? Bro, I don't know that show, bro. Shotgun Wizard says, love the show. It's my first live. Based on the delusional calculator, I'm 5'9", made 50K, and it says I'm the top 10%. Is that accurate? I mean, 5'9", 50K? But
yeah, what? you gotta remember, bro, that you probably put single in there as well. Half the U.S. population is married, and you put your age in there
but
as well.
We don't know your like ethnic background. We don't know like
yeah,
you know,
if you're black, that's automatically gonna put you in the top 50%.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, because it's such a small percentage of the population. You guys got to remember the minimum, the average income is greatly variable depending on the states you live in. It's somewhere between 37 and 50K per year. So if you're in Mississippi, it's probably closer to the 30s. If you live in California, it's damn near 50, 60.
Yeah.
So it depends. What's the next one? Shotgun Wizard?
Nope, we're done.
I think that's it.
All right, we're caught up. All right, cool. Guys, we're going to go ahead and have a show with the girls. Hopefully, that gave y'all some motivation. A lot of you guys are going to get off your fucking fat asses, get out there and make more money, become a better version of yourself. Because I'll be honest with y'all, man. It's better to hear from me where I overtly tell you why you're a fucking loser than you get rejected by bitches and never find out why you're a goddamn loser.
Yeah.
All right? Get out there and make more money, become the best version of yourself. Go to the fucking gym. Being fat is unacceptable. And we'll catch you guys back here for after hours. And yeah, man, that gives you enough time to go to the gym right fucking now, you bums. And also, go.
Maybe with some guests as well.
Peace.
I ran so far away.